Camera J. Gigi is back, and Sophie is back too. You haven't, like, last time you saw her, she talked about her wonderful little doggies, Corkies, and you're probably wondering, where's Asher? She is out, so therefore it's us. And then, of course, you're wondering, where are the three compadres and the three amigos, or the Malcolm and the gang? Well, they ain't here either, but they'll be back next week. So, and also, one more thing. We taped this on Thursday, so if Donald Trump did something stupid, which every day is something stupid, it's kind of like, ugh, again, what now?
As of now, he's still president, so if he gets impeached today.
We can hope for the best, right? So, but anyhow, we got a good show for you. Gigi has been dying to be talking about her wonderful travels, because she traveled around the world. And of course, Sophie has been dying to talk about her wonderful new addition to her family. And for me, I got a game, because I ripped it out of Malcolm's page book. And since last week he wasn't able to finish Totally True or Totally BS, I'm going to try to finish it for him. So anyway, let's get started. So with no further ado, Gigi!
So I took a leave of absence for 2 months between July, and then I got back, I think, the beginning of September. So if anything went wrong with members content between those 2 months, that was not me. So I apologize so I started off going to Armenia for 2 weeks with my family. It was my mother's first time since the collapse of the Soviet Union, and my father hadn't been there in like 15 years. My sister's first time, and there's about like 20 of us. So it was my entire family from both sides.
Wow.
We were going for my cousins were getting Christian there. At the ages of 21, mm-hmm. 16, and I think the youngest is 8. So the priest actually called the parents out, saying, I don't know why we're all gathered here. I don't know why they waited this long to, Christian their kids, because you're supposed to do it, I think, within like the first 3 years, technically.
Yeah, when they're little.
Yeah, but people combine it if they have multiple kids, because that shit's expensive,
Is
not it cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you do like a traditional Armenian christening, a shit's expensive.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like,
yeah.
Usually, like, I worked at for a church, and it was just like, hey, I want to dedicate my baby. Okay. All right. Sunday. Are you available? Yeah. Sure. All right. Boom. Done.
Yeah. There's just so much going. Like, Armenian traditions or whatever are just over the top, along with weddings. But yeah, it's expensive. But it was really nice. I haven't been, it's my first time going to a christening there, and it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. And what I learned is that they also give, what we don't do in here, I didn't know that they do like Christian names.
Yeah.
So they give you like outrageous ancient Armenian names when you get christened. And
okay.
I didn't know that.
What's the cockeyed name did you get?
I don't know what my cousins got.
Sorry.
It was just so outlandish. If I remember, I'll post it in the comment section. But I don't think it's like pronounceable.
Bougie boo boo.
Something like that.
Bougie boo boo.
Yeah, something with a yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My bad.
It's okay,
no offense. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend nobody.
Yeah. Okay. It was nice. I was there 2 years ago, and it has changed. It's gotten a lot. It's very European, westernized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to join the EU soon, so we'll see if that works. But it's a giant tourist attraction now. So if you're a tourist, it's nice, because it's cheap for people mm-hmm. from the US, but it's kind of expensive if you're living there. But it was great for us.
Well, I know you have pictures. We're excited.
I don't have pictures of that. But then I went backpacking with one of my best friends, who was actually in Brazil before that for 6 weeks with her family.
Uh-huh.
So I got back a week later, or less than a week later, and then less than 3 days from, mm-hmm. like, she returns, and 3 days later, like, we go mm-hmm. and start our backpacking in Asia. We started off in Japan. That's Bali.
Aww.
Oh, that's pretty.
Is it out of order?
I don't know. But
okay,
we'll guess we're in
Bali right now. So this was the rice fields in Bali, and we took a tour of that, and it was just so green and nice. This is Vietnam. This is actually Hoi An, and they're known for all their beautiful lanterns.
That's really pretty.
Is that the one when they do it on the water?
Yes, we did that too. Yeah. And you make it like a wish, and then you let the lantern go.
And then they go? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see what's next.
All right.
It's all out of order. This is Bali again.
That's nice.
Don't let this fool you. This beach is not, like, you can't swim in it. It's so rocky. I actually cut the bottom of my foot, and I got a horrible infection. It was really hard for me to walk.
What is that? Like seaweed or fish or?
No, that's just rocks.
Oh.
That's all rocks.
Oh.
Yeah. It's.
So there's sand and rocks.
It's sand and rocks, but you don't know what you're going to step into, and the rocks are very painful and big.
So then once you pass over the rocks.
No, there's just more rocks.
Oh,
and then it's just pretty deep too, so you can't. It's not a beach for swimming, nor is it for surfing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's for sun tanning.
It's just for looking at, This is Khao Sao Road. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, in Thailand and Bangkok. This is actually the road where it's very common for. It's like the touristy street, and there at night it's actually pretty dangerous because there's a lot of like muggings and beating ups. And I don't know if this is insensitive to say here, but it's like a totally accepted term in Thailand. This is where the lady boys are. If you don't know what a lady boy is, it's basically a trans woman, but sometimes they still have. They'll identify as a woman, but they'll still have like a penis and whatnot. But in Thailand, it's actually, the government actually does provide gender assignment surgery.
Okay.
So it's great. And there's like a whole street that if you want to see ladyboy, like strippers or whatever, there's like a whole street for that. I think.
Interesting.
So we took a 6-hour trekking. A 6-hour trek through some mountainous region near Chiang Mai.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we saw many waterfalls, and this was one of the waterfalls I saw.
Now, can you go swimming in that?
I went swimming there. It was nice. It was kind of cold.
Okay.
But it was much more swimmable than Bali.
Oh, cute.
Oh, wow, that's so pretty.
This is us in Kyoto. But before anyone screams out cultural appropriation, this is all, that's our friend Hiroto in the middle. This is all his idea.
Okay.
He actually gave us an itinerary when we came to Japan. Mm-hmm. So we stayed with him, and he's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And I kid you not, on the list it's in for Kyoto, it says, wear kimonos and walk around.
Question.
And, yeah.
How comfortable are those shoes?
The shoes are more comfortable than the outfit. I was suffocating in that, and it was burning hot. And there's like 4 layers. It took maybe 40 minutes for the women to dress us.
Oh, wow.
But
how many layers?
There's a couple layers underneath.
Oh, my God.
It takes like 40 minutes for them to dress you.
And then how hot is it that day?
It was maybe like 80 degrees, 80, 90.
Right?
It's humid. So it was,
we were sweating
to death. I was cooking. I was sweating all over. The garments probably soaked up a lot of my sweat.
Oh.
So sorry.
Wow.
But when we told them, we're like, you know, in the US, people frown upon this because it's seen as exploiting someone else's culture. And he was just so confused. He's like, what do you mean? Everyone comes here and does that. That's what people come to Kyoto for.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. It was nice.
You look really cute.
That's cute.
Oh, thanks,
that's
guys.
Really pretty.
We didn't get any judgmental looks from, you know, Japanese locals, but we got it from American tourists who were looking at us so confused.
Whatever.
But, yeah.
Be one with the culture. That's what I say. Be one.
Yeah.
You know, submerge.
I have my own opinions on cultural appropriation, but that's for a different time.
Yeah.
This is Ha Long Bay, I want to say, in Vietnam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Ha Long Bay. This is where King Kong was filmed.
Oh, really? Oh,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay, now I want to go watch King Kong. Wait a minute.
The new one?
The new one?
No, the old one, the original. I don't know if the new one's filmed there. I can't say anything, but the original King Kong was filmed in Ha Long Bay.
Oh, okay.
Vietnam. All right. This is Bali.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a
go ahead with your sexy self. Okay.
This is overlooking some volcano. I think that's a volcano, or this was at some hot spring we were out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
cool.
It was just so nice and warm.
And mm-hmm. What are you sitting on?
That's like an infinity pool.
Oh, cool.
And behind it is a lake.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
Is
that a monkey?
Yeah. So this is
nice.
The same day that we wore kimonos. We went to a park where you could.
Okay, this is gonna be a stupid question.
Gibbons.
Could you pet the monkey?
No, you can't touch them.
Look
at them.
No,
you can't look at them.
Why?
Because they will attack you.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's fine to walk around.
Yeah,
with them.
It's fine to walk around, and you can.
So you can't make no eye contact.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
You can't make eye contact with wild animals in general because they will attack you.
That's scary.
But they're around people. Well, I know this sounds
they
so
are,
ignorant
but you,
and like.
Yeah, it's like if you went to a zoo and you made direct eye contact with a tiger and it jumped at the cage.
But this is open door season for the little monkeys.
Yeah,
I know I'm sounding ignorant right now, but hey, like, you know, you're around people all day. You know,
yeah,
you would think that it's like, oh, what? Give me food, you know.
Better be safe than sorry.
Okay.
But it was really nice. You could feed them if you pay. Part of our trekking is
you can't pet them,
yeah.
But you can feed them.
That was part
can't
of our
touch
trekking.
Okay, look, I'm feeding you. No,
you had to feed the babies. It was actually like I forgot how it was. There was it's like a chained, not a chain.
The barrier,
like a barrier where you could give it through the cracks.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's part of our trek, and we were covered in sweat, like soaking.
Yeah.
It was really hot. It was all uphill, mm-hmm. And I kid you not, I had to stop so many times because I was just out of breath.
I know you're using a machete to go through, or
no.
Jungle.
The paths were cut, but we did see a king cobra nest.
Oh,
okay.
It was nice. Yeah.
Only you would say that's nice.
They don't come out.
I would run.
You know, wild animals are more scared of us than we are of them. And they try to avoid humans as much as they can because they don't really have the best experience with them.
You think.
So that's me on a scooter that I did not ride because I can't with motorcycles. But I wanted to scare my mom, so I sent her this photo.
That's
and I was
hilarious.
Like, look at me going through Bali on scooter because everyone does that. It's a common form of transportation, even in Vietnam. And yeah, that's our layover in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Yeah. Was it the tallest twin? I know it. It's the tallest building in that city, right?
I believe so. I forgot what it's called. It's blanking out.
Because you know why this is going to sound really silly. How I learned about that picture, it was on with a movie with Sean Connery with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and they were trying to steal something. And, oh, Lord, I hope I'm not messing this up. And they were going to that, you know.
That building.
So,
probably.
If I'm wrong, just tell me I'm wrong, okay? Because I think, either that I'm mixing up my movies. But I know it's one of the tallest buildings there. I thought it was one of the tallest in the world, but I could
maybe
be wrong.
I don't know. We tried going up, but we came a little too late and all the tickets were sold out.
Okay.
We walked because we had a 10-hour layover between our flight to Bali. And we're like, oh, why not? Check it out. And then we learned the hard way that there's... My friend was dressed a little more not appropriately, and Kuala Lumpur is Malaysia is a Muslim country, and there's a lot of men, and there's a lot of catcalling, and we got really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one experience in one city of Malaysia. I can't say. I know the beaches and whatnot, and I have friends who explored the Malaysian islands, and they really enjoyed it, and so Kuala Lumpur, not the best experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
Oh, wow.
The Angkor Wat temples. I'm pretty sure that's Angkor Wat. But Cambodia, man. Oh, that country.
What about it?
It was just very sad.
Is it poor?
Well, if you know the history of the Khmer Rouge and the killing fields and whatnot, like, that country is still suffering after the 70s genocide. And there was just, I saw so many child prostitutes.
Oh, no.
And begging children. And, you know, of course, I'm aware that there's, you know, child prostitution, but I've never seen it with my own eyes. And just the second we arrived at our hostel across the street, I saw a girl just standing there, you know, looking for a car. Like, she's just standing, looking around. And a guy approached her on a motorcycle. And God, there's some things that you just...
You're not going to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. It's just that was a very painful... Like, Cambodia in general was just a very painful experience. We also went to... I think there should be a photo of a floating village. Where are the photos?
Can't find the floating village. I think he's trying to scroll through them.
It should just be a body of water. Actually, just go to the next picture. I'm pretty sure it'll come up sooner or later. No, that's just a photo of me. It was stand-up paddle boarding.
You look like you're sunbathing.
Yeah, this is the photo.
Okay.
So this was the floating village, and it's very common. There's a lot of floating villages in Cambodia and Vietnam and whatnot. And some girl that we were with said, oh, hey, you know, this organization fundraises for these villages, so we should do it through them. We didn't background check anything, so we didn't know if this was like a legitimate, you know, organization or whatnot. And when they took us to the floating villages, we thought it was just a tour of the villages, but turns out we're actually gonna visit a village. And that village is like, the water was very dirty, so they actually bury the dead in the same water they drink from, and they drink from this water. It's very dirty.
Oh.
There's diseased chickens everywhere. The children were malnourished. It was just,
oh, no.
It was horrible. It was a giant wake-up call. The worst part was there was a Dutch couple with us, and the woman was trying to take photos of the children. She was like, oh, can I take pictures of them? Are you fucking kidding me? You don't, why? Like, what compels you to take... to be like, oh, I see, you know, poor starving children, I'm gonna take photos of them. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do that? And then she bought a bunch of pencils when she was passing it out, and our tour guide was like, don't do that. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the white savior complex in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Cambodia. And I also visited the killing fields in, they would play Cambodian revolutionary music to mask the slaughtering of the people. Like, they would play the music while they killed people. And they played the music for us. And I kid you not, like, that was just haunting, because you could also, like, they reenacted the screams that you hear in the background. And, oh, God, that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go, they tell you, hey, if you see any bones on the floor, because they wash up during the rain, don't pick it up, don't touch it, just alert an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens too.
That's
yeah.
So crazy.
Because it's still pretty fresh, so they're constantly finding bones and human remains and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tree that they would get the babies and chuck at that tree. And it was like I think it was called like the baby killing tree or something. And if you watch the new movie by Angelina Jolie, it's And Then They Killed My Father. It's a really good representation of the Khmer Rouge, and it's pretty accurate. It's historically accurate. So yeah, that was Vietnam. I mean,
wow.
Cambodia.
That's heavy.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one.
Oh, that's okay. Cambodia too. So that's the $5 booze buckets.
Okay.
Oh.
That we were drinking with a friend.
Okay. Next one.
That was the fun-ish part of Cambodia.
Now, where are you now?
This is Japan. This is, like, our clubbing crew. Mm-hmm. They actually pulled us on stage, and they wanted us to dance because apparently it's not really common in Japan for people to dance at the club.
What?
I just stand around, yeah, dead serious.
It's like a bar.
Kind of, but it's like an actual club, and they're just, like, standing around, and it's all the foreign people dancing, and a bunch of, like, Japanese girls were laughing at us.
Because you can't dance?
No, because we could dance. Because we were dancing. And they brought us on stage, and we started dancing on stage.
Oh, I see food.
Yeah.
Which I am hungry.
We actually almost got recruited. Like, there's this Japanese woman who was asking us if we wanted to be prostitutes, basically.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay. Yeah, it happened like 3 times throughout the trip.
Now, moving along.
This is our last night in Japan, and this guy wanted to make us his favorite sushi dishes. Mm-hmm. And he invited us to come over the next day so he could make ramen. And his food was amazing. And he just, like, kept making us free food. And he was the sweetest guy.
Wow.
In Japan?
Yeah.
He really took a liking to you.
Yeah, he thought we were hot.
Now, what's this?
This is, again, the rice fields in Bali.
Okay.
It's, like, the overall view. And it's just gorgeous.
Okay, next one.
That's me being Hanoi Gigi. Let's get the reference.
You're on a tank.
Yeah, I'm on a tank. this is at the... Bart's laughing over there because we had this conversation of Jane Fonda as Hanoi Jane. So this is the...
We had that discussion yesterday.
Yeah, this is from the Chu Chi Tunnels, and this is one of the tanks they used in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And I just...
That's not the tank that Jane Fonda sat on.
That's like...
Bart says yes.
Is it? No, it's
no,
not.
No, he says no.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
But I had to get a photo on a tank.
Okay, it's a no on Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Bart is sitting there laughing. Okay.
What's
with the gang sign, girlfriend?
That's not a gang sign. That's just me doing a peace sign. So this Vietnam, like, this was in, I think this was in Hue. There's this really weird abandoned amusement park
that's creepy.
Yeah, it's like 3 miles long. There's actually a lake that divides it from the other half of the amusement park. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many weird things there that the people didn't plan this through. Like, they were so ashamed of this amusement park that they didn't even release their names mm-hmm. of who funded this. It was supposed to be, I don't know, it was supposed to be like the Vietnamese Disneyland or
that looks so something. Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so beautiful, but it was just, nothing
it's
made
pretty
sense.
Pretty and very creepy at the same time.
There was weird statues throughout, like weird artwork. There is an arena there too that you could watch shows. It was just so strange.
That's cool.
There's also an aquarium randomly, and there's 3 rides that were in the middle of the jungle.
Oh, wow.
This was an aquarium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So weird.
So I think that was it.
There's a photo, another photo I put, I guess it's not there. I actually got a tattoo in Vietnam.
I think it's...
Oh, yeah, that. Oh. So that...
Good job, Skip.
Nice.
There's a funny story behind it. I think it's very interesting. This is a mind goddess tattoo. Mm-hmm. I met a hippie artist in Thailand, and his name was Salad Bowl, his art name.
Okay.
Salad Bowl?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he had a tattoo of like a mind goddess, and he told us the story behind it. So as he was getting it tattooed, like the tattoo went smoothly. It took like 15 minutes, and then when he got to the eye, it was supposed to draw like a third open eye, and the tattoo artist was having so much difficulties, and nothing was going right. The ink wasn't working, and just it started to storm out of nowhere. And the tattoo is supposed to represent the calm, like as everything's going being chaotic around you, your mind is at ease, you're still calm, like the calm after the storm.
Yeah.
And. I kid you not, he's like, by the time, it took him 20 minutes to complete the eye, and when he finished, the storm just, like, cleared up.
Okay.
As he was telling us the story, like, we had so many goosebumps, and he was just such a cool guy, and he gave us a lot of, he was just very inspirational, and we met him a day after we had a monk chat. Mm-hmm. So it's just very we're just at peace, and we thought about getting a tattoo on this trip, mm-hmm. like me and my best friend, and then we just decided to do one of mm-hmm. his artwork, and he drew us that, mm-hmm. and then to elaborate on the story, we were telling our friend Robert, who we met in Thailand, in Bangkok, like we were mm-hmm. on our way to the airport to fly to Cambodia, mm-hmm. and then we were stuck in heavy traffic, it was pouring rain, mm-hmm. and we had an hour until our flight, and we were an hour away. Like, we were not going to make our flight. Mm-hmm. And Robert still had to buy his ticket for the flight. Mm-hmm. So, and to kill time, he was like, oh, guys, like, tell us about this story. And my best friend started telling her. And then after she finished the story, the rain clears up. Mm-hmm. And then it's this just open road. Like, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic now. Traffic cleared up. We get to the airport. Our flight has been delayed for like half an hour. And we got into the VIP lounge because our friend Robert just had VIP lounge access. And we got shit-faced drunk before our flight to Cambodia.
Wow.
That's true story.
Wow.
True story, guys.
Ooh-wee. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All I can say is, Geej, I wish I lived in your shoes right now.
That trip, it was just so like, much weird shit happened. That was...
Well, no, because it's an adventure. You had an adventure.
Yeah.
And you were gone for, what, 2 months? And so, you know, of course you're going to come back with, you know, lots of stories
to say. It was so amazing. Like, this is my first time in Asia, and I loved it. I preferred it over Europe, honestly.
Will you go back?
Yeah, I would definitely go back. I actually want to... actually want to work in Asia for a bit. I would love to work at a party hostel in Vietnam.
She crazy.
It's so fun. Okay. Like, it was just, I loved it.
Okay.
Or be a tour guide.
I said be the tour guide. I think I'd rather you be the tour guide.
Yeah.
I think I really would rather you be the tour than work in a hostel.
Yeah, but you can do both because a lot of the hostel.
It's like night. Like
yeah,
ships.
They do, like, they are also tour guides.
Okay.
It was so...
Cool.
Vietnam was my favorite. Oh. The food was great. Bommies, $1 bommies, amazing pho, Vietnamese coffee. Like, there was a bommie food truck yesterday that was $12. I'm just like, that's 2 weeks worth of bommies I could be eating in Vietnam.
oh, my goodness. I love you.
I love Asian cuisine. And then... I learned how to cook in Thailand. I took my first cooking class.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Apparently, I could cook. I didn't know that. And it was good. I didn't burn. I didn't set anything on fire. I didn't injure myself. I didn't poison anyone. So I learned that I could make Thai food.
All right. Oh, wow.
She comes back with a craft.
Yes.
So moving right along.
Yeah.
About you. What's up with you, baby girl?
Hi, guys. last time I was on, I don't know when it was.
It was a while ago because we haven't been on like in a long time.
So a couple months ago, I was on the post game, and then I think my story was my 5 favorite corgis on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I somehow got my own corgi. Not somehow, but like I got my own corgi. She is a tri-colored corgi, and she's almost 5 months now. Her name is Waffles.
Oh,
there she is. She was 2 months here. This is the day we brought her back, and she's so cute. You can follow her on Instagram if you want.
Are you serious? Your dog is being followed?
Yes.
She has more Instagram followers than me.
I guess so.
And then the next photo... This is her at 3 months.
She is adorable.
Yeah, she's super cute. She has blue eyes. It's not normal for corgis to have blue eyes because mm-hmm. it's not corgi standard for show dogs. So breeders typically try to breed it out, but I love her blue eyes. They are so intense. They just like stare into my soul. Like, look at her. She's like watching you right now.
But look, she's a happy dog.
Yeah,
you can tell she's a happy dog.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. How big will she get?
She is 15 pounds right now. Okay. She'll probably be 22 maybe. And this is last month, so this is around 4 months-ish.
Oh.
Yeah, this is her.
So, she, like, oh my God. So how big was she, like?
She's long right now. She's like this long.
In that picture, she looks teeny.
Yeah, but she like put on a couple pounds for like the past few weeks.
Okay.
So she's like this long right now.
Okay.
This long.
And still growing.
And then she might get a little bit longer, but she's like thickening, like her belly is getting
So she'll be this long and this chunky.
Yeah. She'll be like 22 pounds maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
She's the cutest butt.
She is cute.
She has a really cute butt. I wish I had a photo, but.
Of her butt?
Yeah. Like she doesn't have
it's
a tail.
It's like a heart-shaped butt.
Yeah. And she just waddles around. Like,
yeah.
She so met cute. Her on Friday. And she's so cute. I mean, you could see in her Instagram if you want to check it out.
You took a picture of your butt. Blah, blah, blah. You took a picture of your dog's booty.
Yeah. It's like a heart because, like, the tail makes, like, the indent. Mm-hmm. It's like a heart butt.
Okay. I have yet to see the booty.
It looks like a panda without the eyes. Like a panda face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because last time I saw her, she was really, really teeny.
Oh, you saw her?
Yeah, you brought her for the first time. Yeah. She was like really, really small.
Yeah, she was.
So I haven't been here when you brought her several times.
That was the only time I brought her.
Oh, okay. Then I missed that day then. I think I missed that day.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you saw her.
No, I saw her the first time.
Oh, that's the only time I brought her in.
Oh, I thought you thought. I was thinking this was the second time.
Oh, no. That was the only time
okay.
I brought her.
All right. My bad. I'm confusing myself.
But she saw, Gigi saw her another day when we were at Amber's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. So
that's the new addition.
Yeah, she's a handful right now, but all puppies are. And then, she's like the light. Like whenever I come home, she's just running up to me, and I just want to cuddle her and not do anything.
Not the boyfriend.
Oh, he's okay. He's good too. He takes care of her a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's our little family.
So who watches the dog while you're gone?
My boyfriend does because he just graduated college, so he's still looking for a job. So that's why we got the puppy right now because there's no better time to get a dog when you're going to be home a lot,
mm-hmm.
especially since, like, if you wouldn't leave a baby at home, you wouldn't want to leave a puppy at home.
Correct.
So, like, right now he's watching her, and when she's a little bit older and completely potty trained, I'll bring her in more.
Okay.
Yeah, or get like take her to daycare or something.
Doggy daycare.
Yeah.
You know, you want her dog, don't you?
Oh, it's so cute. Like, I love your dog and then Alex's dog, Freddy,
yeah.
which is a.
So he's super cute. Chiweenie.
They're yeah. so cute.
Are you going to try to
They're
get them to
with
breathe?
Each other.
Oh, no.
No. They were like.
They were fighting.
Yeah,
well, like play fighting.
Play okay. fighting, yeah. Because, like, Waffles tried eating him and it was like the cutest thing.
And then it was funny because Freddy. Can really jump, so he was like running around and jumping mm-hmm. around, and then like she was like too short to jump because her legs are like this long, and then like there was this one time when she was chasing him and she finally jumped onto the couch and everyone was like, what? Like, that was so insane because that was like the first time
she had so much adrenaline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like, what did I do? I'm on the couch.
Oh my God.
And she just stayed on the couch and she's like, all right, I'm gonna go with this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. One day I'll get a dog, but my apartment complex does not allow me to get a doggy. So, or I could get a cat, but then I'm never home for the cat. So,
cats don't really need affection.
They're more low maintenance. So.
I know, but it's like, it's nice to have a pet. I had a fish.
Oh.
If that counts.
I used to have a fish. Beta fish?
I had a beta fish.
Yeah.
And then my cousins killed it.
Oh.
Yeah, same. Mike fish actually committed suicide because like the fish jumped out of the bowl because we would not torture him. My cousin would like come over and he would try to touch the fish.
Please tell me it's not that like was it the
no,
time,
this
I'm finding
is,
Nemo?
We were children.
Oh, the girl,
and, fish!
No.
You know what I'm talking about, finding Nemo? She's like, "You're fishy, are you awake?"
Now he is.
But I just want to put it out there. I did kill my other cousin's guinea pig because apparently I held it too tight and that stress, like it died from stress the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Oopsie.
Dang. Dang.
I guess that's a sign of me being a serial killer. No, it's not. That's a joke. That was a Murder with Friends reference. Yes,
Murder with Friends reference. You know, watch Murder with Friends.
Yeah. Mm. I have a dog. I love animals. I don't torture animals. Wait a minute.
Where is that button? Animals are innocent.
God.
That's all. Aw. That's so, like, I would like one day to have a dog like yours, you know, but I can't. I figured maybe when I have a house and, you know, when I'm more established and have someone to be able to help me take care of the doggy. Then I could, but right now, it's okay. I'm good. I'm cool. I can live with a fish.
You could play with other people's dogs.
I could play with the other people's dogs. Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. You know, but then I can give them back too.
Yeah,
just like kids.
I don't have to pick up their poop.
Yes.
Animals are innocent.
So, well, we only have like a few minutes left, so let's play Halloween history quiz. Ta-da! So, object of it as each. Each question is 1 point. Now, there is 13 questions. Because, of course, 13 is supposed to be the bad, evil number. And so, but then there's a bonus round. And whoever gets that wins, they'll get the bragging rights of whatever. And then, who knows, maybe Malcolm will have to redeem the person that doesn't win. So, okay. All right, ladies, are you ready? Because I have my board.
I'm ready.
And, you know, with your names. So, like this, I'm going to put keep and score. They have, see, TTT, Gigi and Sophie.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's go to question number one. Okay. How is the mystery flavor of Dum Dum lollipops made? A. It's last year's most and least popular popular flavor mixed. B. It overlaps of the end of one batch and begins at another. C, it's a mix of the lightest color flavor. Or D, sometimes it's pineapple and sometimes it's buttered popcorn.
Oh, nice. Do I show it?
Oh, no, hold on. Like, did you pick it?
Yeah.
All right, come back. What's your letter? See, B.
It's either one of these two.
B or C.
I'm stuck.
And the answer is.
Oh, man.
B. Deej gets a point.
Wait. Kay. No. Sophie gets a point.
Oh, no, it's B.
Yeah, I put C.
You put C? Oh, sorry. My bad. Okay. Trying to. Okay. Sophie gets a point. My bad.
Yay.
All right.
Nice. Very nice.
All right, next question. Okay, according to the survey of the National Retail Federation, on the average, shoppers and 18 and older will each spend how much on Halloween candy? Is it A, $23.10, B, $17.47, C, $21.62, or D, $26.48?
These are oddly specific.
Well, they're Halloween stuff. What do you expect? It's history. Mm. Are you still thinking?
No.
Do you have your answer? Yeah. You have your answer?
Probably not right.
Okay. And the answer is, she's got A, she's got C,
sorry.
And the answer is,
yay!
A! Gigi gets the point. So far it's tied.
I figured they would round it to the nearest 10.
Okay. All right, next question. Okay, this 102-year-old confectioner is a child of the world's first combination candy bar is what? A. Mounds. B. Goo Goo Gluster. C. Abba Zabba Dabba. I don't even know if I said that right. Or three, the Three Musketeers.
Wait, so is it like Malcolm's game where D is never?
No, actually, D's not actually, no, D is not like for real. D's for real.
D's real?
D's real. All these answers are real, not like Malcolm's.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Oops.
D, B, And the answer is...
B. Oh.
B. Goo-goo cluster. I do not remember that candy bar.
I've never heard of it.
To save my life. I never heard of it. Anybody in the room has heard of that?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe you guys in the comments remember that candy, because I guess that was before my time. So anyway.
Send some in if you have it.
Yeah, no, right? So, all right. Next question, which I cannot pronounce these. Boo. The term for the fear of Halloween is shamhamophobia, blemophobia, chlorophobia. If I butcher them, I'm sorry. I can't read right now. So, which is it? Which phobia?
I'm doing so bad at this game. I usually am killing it in the control room.
Yeah, she is, you know. But that she it's like, hey, you wanted history.
I
gave you history. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right. B, D, and the answer is A. And no points for neither. So sorry.
Loving those sound effects.
I know, right? Alrighty, next one. Okay, which of these is the top-selling candy, chocolate candy in the USA? Well, the US.
I'm not a fan of any of these.
Okay, Milky Way. A, Milky Way. B, Snickers. C, Hershey's. D, Reese's. Which of these top-selling chocolate candy in the US? You guys got your answers?
Yes.
Alrighty. Show your answers. C, B. And the answer is D. Reese's.
Who likes Reese's?
I like them, but I don't think they're the most popular.
I could eat one, but I can't eat more than one because then it just makes me nauseous.
See, the funny thing is, I thought, like, when I was doing the questions,
I thought it was Hershey's.
I thought it was either Hershey's or Snickers.
Yeah.
Because I like Reese's. Yeah. Let's not get that twisted. But
it's not the most popular.
Yeah, I thought Hershey's has, like, a larger cultural impact than Reese's.
I thought, you know what I thought? Twix would be on that list.
I don't think so.
I like Twix.
I like Twix, too.
You know? So it's between Twix or Snickers, but I never thought of Reese's.
Like, I love Kit Kat. That's my favorite.
Yeah, even that you would think Kit Kat would be on the road. But nope, that's the top seller. So, all right, moving right along. Let's go. Okay, which of these is not a Halloween only shape peep marshmallow? A, cat. B, ghost. C, pumpkin. D, witch.
Okay, I've seen.
It's a peep. Halloween peep.
I think I know what it is.
Which one is not a
shape?
You're
wrong.
Only a shape. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. D, D. And the answer is... Nice. D! They both get a point.
I'll do a process of elimination. Like the ones... I know there was a pumpkin for sure. I've seen the ghost. The cat, I was like, but...
It's too hard to make the shape of a
witch.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe like
you
a witch hat.
Witch hat.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, that would have been a bad witch. Okay. All right, next one. All right. Halloween has roots in what ancient Celtic celebration? Is it A, All Saints Day? B, Samhain? D, All Souls Day? Or D, Dead Day? You still thinking?
I think
Sophie looks like she's thinking hard.
Does Dead Day count as Day of the Dead?
That's Mexico.
That's Mexico. We're talking about Celtic celebration.
I have no idea.
Just guess. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? A. A. And the answer is...
B. What?
B.
What?
And of course, I have now.
Isn't it?
No, well, here's the explanation. I don't even know if I'm saying this right. Samhain, the ancient Celtic New Year that fell around
at the end of October provides us many Halloween traditions.
But so was it All Saints Day the day before Halloween?
I don't know when's All Saints Day.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, seriously, you can let us know in the comments when
she
that is.
She's about to say that.
Yes. All right, next question. All Souls Day lives on today as A, Los Dia de la Muertos, B, Los Dia de la Guapos, C, Los Dias de la Santos, or D, Los Dia de Santa Maria. Which All Souls Day lives on today as?
Ready?
Yep. Yes. A. And the answer is A. Los Dias de Muertos. All Hallow Eve's, All Saints Day, All Souls Day are collectively observed as the Los Dias de la Muertos, the Day of the Dead. This is a time when the families fondle, remember the deceased, and participate in various festivities. Yes, so now you've got your answer. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Sophie's in the lead by one. And Gigi is gaining. Alrighty.
And that's us not
getting it.
This is more points than Steve usually gets.
Yes. That's true. That is true. All right, next one. We're almost done. Okay. Number 9. Approximately what percentage of U.S. children go to trick-or-treating or engage in Halloween festivities each year? Is it A, 60 to 65%, B, 70 to 75%, C, 85 to 90%, or D, 95 to 100%? You ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. B. And the answer is
C. Really?
Oh,
really?
Okay. Roughly.
That's a lot.
I know. Roughly 85 to 90% of the children participate in some kind of Halloween celebration. Even adults get into the fun. In 2000, about 65% of the adults between ages of 18 and 34 attend Halloween-themed parties.
Okay, that's understandable because they always do Halloween-themed activities at school.
True.
So.
That's true. So.
The other 10% is probably some ultra-religious private school that thinks celebrations and Halloween is just.
No, they do Hallelujah Night. It's called what? Hallelujah Night.
Yeah. Hallelujah?
Yeah.
It's like
if you go to a church or like a non-denominational church, instead of calling it Halloween, they call it Hallelujah Night. But they still can wear costumes and they still get canned. They just can't wear scary.
Or demonic.
Demonic costumes. So.
You can't be sexy Satan for Halloween.
No, you can't be sexy Satan.
Damn.
All right, let's roll through this pretty quickly.
My costume for 2 years.
We're almost done, and then we're going to be done with the show. Okay, number 10, the predecessor of Halloween is A, Thanksgiving, B, All Saints Day, C, All Souls Day, D, Christmas. What's the predecessor of Halloween? You ready? Okay, show your answers. B. And the answer is?
Yay.
All Saints Day.
November 1st.
The direct predecessor of the modern day Halloween is the festivity that begins All Saints Day, also called as Hallow Day, which started at sundown on October 31st. The word Halloween is actually a shortened version of All Hallows Eve, not evening, no, even, and to the eve of All Hallows Day. At some point, people began referring to All Hallows even as Halloween, and then simply as Halloween. Okay. Hey, moving right along. Let's move to the next question. Okay. The familiar of jack-o'-lantern are thought to have the origin. I can't even see because of the lights. Oh, why can I not read it there? Okay. The familiar jack-o'-lantern are thought to have an originated in which country? Which is A, Spain, B, Ireland, C, Egypt, D, United States.
Wow.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, show your answer. B and D. And the answer is...
Oh,
nice.
B. Okay. Gigi gets one. Okay, jack-o'-lantern. Originated in Ireland, where it was a common place. Mm-hmm. Candles and hollow up in turnips. This was done around the Samhain holiday in an attempt to keep away the spirits and ghosts. I can't even read today. Sense. Today I am just bad at reading.
Back then they tried to keep away the ghosts, and now we try to summon them.
Okay, next one. Okay, we're almost done. We're almost down to the wire, okay? A popular Halloween candy in the USA. What was the first penny candy to be in an individual wrap for sale? Is it A, Bit O' Honey? B, Hershey's Kisses? C, Tootsie Rolls? Or D, Peppermint Sticks? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
CC. Ooh! Answer is? C! Tootsie Rolls can be found in almost any trick-or-treating baskets of candy and was the first penny candy to be in an individual wrap. First produced in 1896, this inexpensive chocolate chewy candy was immiscible, popular, and was even part of the American soldiers' field ration during the World War II. Yeah, well, I can't even read. Okay, point. Oh my gosh, it's a tie. Alrighty. Last question. I think Bart may know this answer.
Of course Bart knows this answer.
Okay. The Monster Mash, often played around Halloween holiday, was in 1962 a novelty song by which of the following groups? A, Bob, Boris Pickett and the Kickers. B, Lord Paul Beer and the Grave Diggers. C, Dave Dr. Livingston and the Tomb Raiders. And D, Sir Jack-o'-lantern and the Pumpkin Smashers. Which one is it? BB. The answer is...
Yeah.
A. Oh my gosh, okay. So it's A, Bob, Boris, Pickett, and the Crypt Kickers in 1962. Bob, Boris, Pickett, and the Crypt Kickers recorded this first holiday. And Pickett, amidst a horror movie, an iconic Boris Karloff, whatever. I hope I'm saying his name right. Throughout the song. The song is a narration about a mad scientist who creates a monster that late in one night gets up and begins dancing. Numerous of other musicians have recording their own version of the song, including the Beach Boys, the Misfits, and the appropriately named mystical group, the Smashing Pumpkins. All right, bonus question, because we're still tied. Bring it up. Okay, bonus question. This is worth 10 points. Let's see if y'all can figure this out. Maybe I've told you this or not. What costume is Irma J going to be wearing for Halloween this weekend?
Did you tell me?
I don't know. Did I tell you? I don't know. So let me repeat. What costume is Irma J going to wear for Halloween party she's going this weekend? Y'all ready?
Sure.
And the answer is...
Energize! Really?
Yes, Energize. Gigi, yeah, Sophie
I
wins.
I was thinking about it, but I thought she meant that as a joke because you're always so energetic. So
I just chose the odd one out.
I always think the odd one out is like the incorrect one. No,
that's the correct one.
It's a weird process of elimination that they do in the U.S. education system, where the one weird answer is definitely that's definitely not the answer.
Nope, that was it. No, there was a year I went as Wonder Woman. That was two, three years ago. But I have yet to go as a Superwoman or Catwoman. But was it last year when we had the company party at Leah's house? Well, I got an award for, guess what? The Energizer Bunny. So last year I didn't go to any Halloween parties, but this year I am. And I figured, why not? Everybody calls me EB, even though my name is IB. But for the longest time, everybody's called me the Energizer Bunny, where you get the energy, blah, 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 this and that. Yeah. So I'm like, why not? So I made my own costume, and this weekend I'm going to a Halloween party. But, you know, wrap it up. I know.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up. So anyway.
Also, Sophie had the best costume last year for Halloween.
Yeah.
Tell them what it was.
I was a corgi. I wore my corgi onesie.
You wore the cutest Halloween costume, right?
Yeah, it was super comfortable.
Yeah.
You want some too?
You better wrap it up. And yes, we are wrapping it up. All right, y'all. We couldn't finish. We couldn't do, was it Totally True, Totally BS?
Yeah.
Whatever. Totally True, Totally BS, like I like to say. But Malcolm will be back next week and with the gang. So anyway, it's been fun. It's been real.
Yep.
See you next time.
And before we go, can you guess what our Halloween costumes are going to be in the comments below?
Yeah, try to figure it out. I don't know if you'll win anything.
Pretty
but
obvious what I'm going to be.
You know, so anyway.
What are you going to be?
We'll see if they guess in the comments.
Anyhow, have a good weekend. And as always, stay strong.
Stay
Bye.
Strong.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.